Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, four lines from the top from the new Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah that if a person begins doing a Malacha D'Araisa on Erev Shabbos and it continues on throughout Shabbos, Beis Shammai says it's Osir because Shvisas Kelim is D'Araisa. Whereas Beis Hillel is Matir, says the Gemara, Man tana nisinas mayim ledioi zuhi shriyosan. Who is the author that says that when you pour water onto ink, that is considered to be soaking, whereby it constitutes a malacha of lisha, of kneading, even though the person doesn't himself manually knead the dio, but since it becomes one clump, that's considered to be a malach of lisha, of kneading. Says the Gemara, Omrav Yosef Rebbi, this is Rebbi, the Tanya, Echad noisin es hakemach, ve'echad noisin es hamayim, ha'achron chayiv, divrei Rebbi. Rebbi says that one person who adds water and one person who adds kemach, whatever order it is, the second person is going to be liable. Why? Because he did a malacha of lisha, even though again he didn't manually knead the dough, but that is considered to be a kneading process. Rabbi Yosi Oimer Eino Chayiv Ad Sheyigabel. Rabbi Yosi says he has to actually take with his own hands and manually knead it in order to be chayiv. So we see that this Mishnah that talks about soaking the dio alone, that is a process of nida only according to Rabbi. Omar Le Abaye. V'dilma ad kan loy ka'amo Rabbi Yosi, ela bekemach debar gibulhu. Until now, says Abaye, perhaps Rabbi Yosi says his din only because he's talking about kemach, which is something that is a bar gibul, something that is needed, something that is normally needable. But aval dioy de la bar gibulhu eima lechayiv, since dio is not something that you normally need. By just pouring in the water, that itself is sufficient to make the process of kneading. So maybe indeed, Rabbi Yosi would agree with Rabbi. Aval diel de la bar gibulhu emogile chayiv. He'll agree that he's chayiv. The Gemara says, Lo sal kedaitach. It should not go up in your mind to think such a thing. Why? D'tanya. Echad noisin es ha'efer ve'echad noisin es ha'mayim. Ha'achron chayiv. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says when one puts water and another puts ashes, so the latter person is going to be chayiv. In other words, even though this is something that's not a bar gibul, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Ad Sheyigabel, Rabbi Yehosi, which is the same Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda that we saw before, it's the same author, that Tana says, no, you have to actually megabel it with your yadayim manually. And therefore, even if something that's not a bar gibul, also is not sufficient just to put in the water and say shriyoso is its lisha. The Gemara challenges v'dilma my afer, ofar. Maybe over here when it says afer, it really refers to ofar. Sometimes the Tanoim, they interchange the word afer and ofar. So maybe it's referring to ofar, the bar gibulhu, which is indeed a bar gibul. But when it comes to afer, then Rabbi Yosi would agree. Vahatanya Efer, but it says in the Braisa Efer, Vahatanya Ofar, and it says in the Braisa Ofar. So you see over here that one Braisa says Efer, one Braisa says Ofar. So indeed, it could mean that something that is not a bar gibul, for example, Efer, is also something that is considered to be that Rabbi Yosi would say that you are not chayiv unless you actually are megabulit. The Gemara says, "Mi de gabe hadodi tanya." Were these things taught together? Because after all, if they were not taught together, then maybe we don't know. Maybe indeed, Rabbi Yosi would say chayiv for efer when efer is mixed together with water. Says the Gemara, "Tanu rabbanon," bringing a brisa of various malachos that were began before Shabbos, mi ba'od yom, and continued on Shabbos. A person who opens up a water source to water the garden before Shabbos, and it continues and fills up the gina with water throughout the day of Shabbos, and therefore it would be a malach of Zaria that he began with and continue on Shabbos to be Zareya the gina. Umenichen mugmar tachas hakelim, and somebody who places incense underneath clothing in order to get a good smell. Umizgamrim v'holchin kol hayam kulo, and then they become they attain its smell by getting the incense in that clothing throughout the Shabbos. Or alternatively, menichin gafris tachas hakelim, or they place sulfur underneath vessels, metal vessels. Umizgafrin v'holchin kol haShabbos kuloi. They would put these vessels that have certain pictures, let's say a flower on them, and they would put the sulfur underneath it to burn, causing then the vessels to then be able to show those pictures better as a result of the sulfur that burns on top of them, or underneath them rather. And both of these melachos would be melachos havara, of burning a flame on Shabbos. Umenichen kilor al gabei ha'ayin, v'isplanis al gabei maka, or putting a bandage either on the eye or on a wound. Umisrapes v'hoileches kol hayam kuloi, and he will be healed throughout the entire Shabbos. And over here, l'chor, it's a malacha that's not diraisa, but dirabonon, which is a iser dirabonon of Shema. They'll make a tchina, they'll make a grinding of various things to provide refuah, medical attention to. Aval ein noisten chitin l'toich harechayim shomayim, ela begidei sheyitachenu mibo'oidyon. The Brisa concludes, but you cannot allow a chitin to enter a water mill before Shabbos unless it completely grinds the wheat before Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, which would be a malach of grinding, and therefore you can't start it before Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, my taima, what's the reason for this last malach? After all the other things, we are of the opinion that it's okay to start a malacha before Shabbos, even though it's going to continue on Shabbos. Yet at the end of the Brisa, when it comes to the water mill, which is also true, by the way, if it was a hand mill or as a mill that was run by an animal, that would certainly be osur. But even when the mayim, the water themselves, are just making, grinding the wheat, if that would continue on Shabbos, that would be osur. What's the chiluk? My time? Amorab mnesha mashmas kol, because it will then cause noise of the grinding, which would be a zilzil to Shabbos. Let us suggest that the reason why this latter case of grinding, of the mill grinding the wheat, is also, if it's not completely done on Shabbos, is not because what you said before, because of a iser drabon of mashmas kol, because it makes noise on Shabbos, which would be a zilzul to Shabbos, but rather mishum shvisas kelim, because of the iser derais of shvisas kelim. The Tanya, like it says in the Braisa, here the Gemara quotes part of one pasuk. Uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishameru. In order to appreciate this drasha, I'll quote you the previous pasuk. The pasuk says, that's not quoted over here in the Gemara, is sheishes yomim taase maisecho uvayem ashvi tishbois. For 6 days you shall do your maisim, referring to malacha, and on the seventh day you shall rest. The next pasuk, and then it goes on to say, rather in that pasuk, leman yanuach shorcho v'chamarcho, so that your animals, your ox and your donkey will rest, v'yinofesh ben amosecho v'hager, and the son of your maidservant and the ger will also rest. The next pasuk, which is quoted over here, uvechol asher omarti aleichem tishameru, and everything that I said to you shall be guarded. L'raboy shvisas kelim, to include that your kelim also have to then be resting. Not only your animals, and not only the son of your maidservant and the ger, but also your kelim. That's what it comes to include. It says, b'chol asher amarti aleichem tishomeru. El amar v'yosev mishum shvisas kelim. So Rav Yossi says, okay, so let us suggest that indeed it's because of Shvisas Kelim. That's the Easter of the mill that started grinding before Shabbos and continues to grind on Shabbos. It's also midiaraisa because of Shvisas Kelim. V'hashida amris lebeis Hillel. And now that it is according to Beis Hillel, that's the suggestion at this point. Then isluhu shvisas kelim deraiso. Then gafris umugmar my time asharu. Why then is gafris and mugmar, why are they permissible in the previous part of the braiso? Mishum de lokaovid maisa. Because although it's done by kelim, but it's a passive way that the kelim are going ahead and doing that malacha. And Beis Hillel would say it's only also Shvisas Kelim when it's doing a Maisa, when it's actively doing the Malacha. Ask the Gemara from our Mishnah, Unin Shel Pishton, my time Masharu. When they put the Unin Shel Pishton into the Tanur, and the Tanur is now continuing to bake and malabain the bundles of flax, so that seems to be an active way of doing malacha. So why isn't the Shvisas Kelim cause it to be osir? Umishum dlo ovid maise uminach naicha. The Gemara says it's really not a maise when you put the flax inside of the tanur. The tanur is passive. Says the Gemara, mitzudas chaya va'oivid dogim deka ovid maise my time is shoru. But our Mishnah does say that when a person puts out traps for fish or for birds or for animals, that is also permissible if it begins before Shabbos, even though it continues to be on Shabbos. And here, that certainly is going to be an active way of doing a malach of trapping on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Nohasam nami beloiche v'kukre delokaavin maisa. No, there also, the type of traps that we're talking about is with a hook, a fish hook. When you put at the end of the rod some bait with a hook, so what happens is the fish, of course, bites the bait, and then he gets stuck onto the hook. So the actual hook, the trap, is passive. Similarly, when it comes to the kukre, these are baskets where they have, it's wide on one end and it's narrow on the other end. So the animal goes in, let's say head first through the wide area, and then tries to go out through the narrow area. It can only get its head out to the narrow area. The rest of its body cannot make it through. And they have sharp things at the ends of the let's say the entrance or the exit where the head is going through, so that the head cannot go backwards either. So now the animal is trapped again passively. Now the Gemara brings back that the Braisa indeed is Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel, like we said before. Vahashta the Omar of Ashaya Omar of Asi Man Tana Shvisas Kelim Diaraiso Beis Shammai Velo Beis Hillel. This is the authored by Beis Shammai, and that's why at the end of the Braisa, indeed, this is authored by Beis Shammai, and even the end of the Braisa is talking about a water mill. The Isser over there is a Shvisas Kelim. Le Beis Shammai ben kovin maisa ben lo kovin maisa osir. According to Beis Shammai, whether a maisa was done, it was active, or it was passive, it's still going to be osir. LeBeis Hillel, afgav dekovin ma'isa shori. But according to Beis Hillel, even if it's going to be an active malacha that's done by the kelim, it'll be mutter. In other words, it's only Beis Shammai that holds a shvisas kelim, and he doesn't make a distinction between the kelim being active or passive when it does the malacha on Shabbos. Either way, it's going to be aser. And according to Beis Hillel, there's no such iser of shvisas kelim on Shabbos. And now though that we've said that Beis Shammai says that even though no active malacha was done, it was done passively, it's still aser, and that's the reason why the Sefer of the Braisa tells us that the water mill is going to then be aser when it does grinding of the wheat on Shabbos. Then ask the Gemara, Ihochi Mugmar, the Gafris, my time asho Beis Shammai. But the earlier cases of Mugmar and Gafris in the Braisa, why does Beis Shammai permit it? Although they are passive, but nonetheless, he holds that passive malacha by Kelim is Osir. Says the Gemara, Hasam Monach A'ara. That which he is doing, Mugmar, he's burning the incense to make the clothes smell good, or he's burning the sulfur to sulfurite the metallic vessels. That is not done with a kli, that he's doing from the ground, and therefore there's no issue of Shvisas Kalim. Ask the Gemara, Gigis, barrels where they would soak barley in order to then make beer, which was an 8-day process, certainly was over Shabbos. V'ner, and lighting a ner, let's say ner Shabbos, which would be, of course, an issue of havara on Shabbos, v'kedera, and a pot, person puts cholent before Shabbos and it cooks on Shabbos, that'll be bishul, v'shipud, and they enabled also one to take a shipud and stick it into the Korban Pesach and put it over the fire on Erev Shabbos. My time of Shor Beisham, why does Beishamai permit all of these things? The Gigis, the Ner, the Kedair, and the Shipud, we don't find that he argues on them. Answers the Gemara, it's true, these things are passive, and normally we've done, it'd be a problem with Shvisas Kalim, according to Beishamai, but in all these cases, and they're permissible, according to Beisham, because the mafkil lehu afkure. Because in all of these cases, the owner, he made these kelim ownerless. And therefore, there's no issue of shvisas kelim by this person.